Dan Riccio in for Perry Sulkowski this afternoon. We are on point with Randy Janda on Sports at 650 Vancouver, your home of the Canucks. As we get set for more playoff action, Sharks and Ducks will be on Sports at 650 tonight, just after 7 o'clock. But as we look forward to the summer, it's another summer where the Canucks continue to build this roster and get back towards being a Stanley Cup contender, and a lot of that comes from the entry draft. And we know the Canucks have the sixth best odds in the lottery coming up later this month. And today, NHL released its rankings on the international and North American front for the draft eligible prospects. And joining us is Dan Marr, NHL's Director of Central Scouting. Thanks for doing this, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. Good afternoon, guys.
It's a lot of work, a full year of scouting, and now it all comes to this, doesn't it?
Yeah, our group puts in a lot of miles and a lot of networking and a lot of time and thought just into evaluating these players. And we put out a ranking that, it's to serve the 31 NHL clubs as they prepare for the draft, just with our recommendations on where to consider the players.
Now, the talk has long been about Rasmus Dahlin this year, and he is projected as the number one overall pick. Is he as good as advertised, in your opinion?
Yes, I really don't think anybody can present an argument to dispute that he is the best player available for this draft. In all zones on the ice, he's able to make the plays with speed, precision, with his smarts and his vision. And he's the complete package because he's got good size and strength, which is only going to improve as he physically matures. But just the way he competes, this is a highly competitive, high-character player that's going to be a leader on any team that he plays with.
Well, Dan, when you look at the defensemen available in this draft, whether they're North American skaters or European, how big is that drop-off from number one to the next defenseman?
The top 10 in the draft very well could be half defensemen. It's that strong of a defense group this year, and it's a pretty good variety of the type of defensemen that are available for the clubs. We've got three from North America that are ranked 4, 5, 6, but that order is really interchangeable. They're that close in our assessments, and draft day just comes down to the team that's picking at that time. So, we don't get overly focused on the order in which the players are actually selected. We put them in a ranking in the range they feel they should be selected, but Evan Bouchard from London, Noah Dobson from Bathurst, and Quinn Hughes from the University of Michigan, they're the next three best defensemen available on the North American side. And Adam Boqvist, another skilled D-man playing over in Sweden, is also in the mix to be top 10 picks.
Your North American list raised some eyebrows when you had Svechnikov at number one, but at number two you had Brady Tkachuk, where a lot of folks were saying Filip Zadina would be number one or two, along with Svechnikov. Why did you take? Why did you select, I guess, Brady Tkachuk at that number two spot?
Well, it's a process, a year-long process, and it's there's consensus on who the top three should be. There's not consensus on what the order is. And it's a very fine line between them. Filip Zadina is a finisher. He's a good natural scorer. He has that innate ability to get open on plays. You watch games, you wonder how guys like Brett Hull and Ovechkin can always be open because he's got that type of hockey sense and smarts to always be open. And he's shown he has a finishing touch. With Brady Tkachuk, when we looked at his package, he really is the overall complete package in that he has a skill game with his size, speed, and smarts to get the puck to the net to generate scoring chances, and he's got a decent finishing touch, but he also has that power game where he can drive the play, he can protect the puck, get the puck to the net, He just had a little more complete game. But again, whoever takes either of these players or Svechnikov is going to get someone that's going to be an impact player on the roster for a number of years.
Dan Marr, our guest here on Point. He is the NHL's Director of Central Scouting. I'm Dan Riccio, and for Perry Sulkowski here with Randeep Janda. It's odd. I feel like it's not often that we see the top end of the draft, and by that I mean, you know, those first few picks, not necessarily including a player who plays right down the middle as a centerman. Who do you as the top centerman in this draft?
Well, with our group, we've got Joey Valino, who's finished the year in Drummondville from the Quebec League. Joey came into the league with the elite status as a 16-year-old, and his play has gotten better each year, but he made a move to Drummondville, who was a strong team, and he really kind of took charge there as a leader on that team. We saw it when he played with Canada the last 2 years with the U18 program, and what he brings is speed, but speed with smarts. And that's one of the key ingredients for success in today's NHL, that you're able to make plays, read the ice, and do things at pace and at speed. And that's what Joey brings to the game. And right behind him, we have Barrett Hayden, who's plays for Sault Ste. Marie, which is arguably the best team in the Canadian Hockey League. And he's in a role there as their third-line center because Sault Ste. Marie is such a strong team. There are two veteran centermen ahead of him. But yet he still would take his PK time, his five-on-five time, and show us the skills that he had. And when he does get the opportunity on the PP, and he's getting more of that here now in the playoffs there, his skills really shine through. He really jumped out at us at the U18 Ivan Hlinka tournament, where he was Canada's go-to guy on a lot of the faceoffs. He was on the ice at all the important stages of the game. And you could see as the season went on, the Sault Ste. Marie coaches found ways to have him on the ice when they needed to protect the lead, when they needed a goal to be scored. He's a little bit of an underrated gem available in this year's draft class.
Dan, looking at your North American skating rankings there, you've got number 4, Evan Bouchard, followed by Noah Dobson, then Quinton Hughes after that. Why do you, have Evan Bouchard a little bit higher than those other two, as far as what's the differentiator in your mindset?
Evan right now is a little older than the other two. He's a little more physically mature, but the most influential part of the assessment with Evan was that he's really had his eyes in the back of his head. He can see the ice and distribute the puck the best of anybody in this draft class, which is why we have him in such high regard. He's able to control the play. He's very, very composed. And whether it's at the offensive blue line or whether when he's being checked, he always has that vision to see the play, and he's able to connect on his passes. Just his passing game is a really, really strong asset to his game.
We are joined by Dan Marr, NHL's Director of Central Scouting. There's a bit of a theme that's gone on in the league the last couple of years, Dan, and you look at some of these top-end defensemen, and you know, Dobson is quite big at 6'3", but Boqvist and Hughes, some others, they're 5'10", 5'11". It seemed a prerequisite at times that defenseman had to be bigger, but it seems the way the game is evolving that's not necessarily as big of an asset as it once was.
Yeah, size was, you know, you go back a decade, it had a lot more relevance. Some teams would just say, I'm not going to draft a defenseman that's under 6 feet. But the way the game has evolved, as the rules have changed, and just the way players are developed now, smarts and speed have taken over the game and are generating results. But when you put a roster together, when you draft players, you can't have all one type. There's, you know, you still do need some size, strength players that can defend and you know, control to win those one-on-one battles when it's necessary. But now, like, the most laziest way of scouting is to go by stats. And then following that is size. So one of the last things we look at is stats. And one of the last things you consider when you're talking about good players is size. If a good player now is a good player when they can show it to where they're evaluated to be at the top end of the draft, they're there on their merits for their skills and attributes. Not with size, you know, it's certainly going to be more relevant to certain teams. It'll be relevant to some teams that maybe already have those smaller skilled defensemen in their roster, but that's further down on the draft list. But when you're talking about some of the better players, their size really isn't relevant.
And lastly, before we let you go here, Dan, comparing this draft to previous years, how is that depth throughout that first round? Where would you rank it?
For us, we have an ABC grading system. And A for us has been a first-round candidate. And right now, ours is taking us down to around 22 A players on our North American list. So, you know, when you get down into the mid-20s there, there's a little bit of a shift. But some of the players that we have ranked at the bottom end are players that are rising. They've been trending upward with their development and with their play.
Hey, Dan, really appreciate the time today, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks for this.
All right, take care. Have a good day.
There he is, Dan Marr, NHL's Director of Central Scouting, joining us.
Sportsnet 650.